Es saprotu, ka jūs iebraucāt tikai vakar vakarā, jūs paspējāt jau visu apskatīt.
I understand that you got here just yesterday in the evening, so did you have a chance to see everything?
Well, I was very lucky to have a tour from Inga Goldberga, which was wonderful, but... So, not everything, but at least an overview of the building and the exhibits.
Yeah, ne ļoti visu precīzi un tā sīkumaini, bet tā kopēja jau nedaudz jāīra.
Sakiet, kāda jums ir sajūta, kad jūs redzat šīs nu, digitālās ekspozīcijas, kur ir jūsu ģimenes fotogrāfijas?
How do you feel when you see the digital expositions with your family photos?
It's wonderful. I mean, it brings out nostalgia for, you know, photographs I had seen, stories I had been told by my father, my aunts and uncles.
But tās jums daudz stāstīja par Daugavpils?
Has your father told you a lot about Daugavpils?
A lot about his childhood, although my father enjoyed telling stories, and I think some of it now, I look back and I think, perhaps, for example, I cannot believe he used to talk about skating on the Daugav. And if you had met my father, you would know that this was not a likely story. He was not a sportsman.
And if you had met my father, you would know that this was not a likely story. He was not a sportsman. Pastāstīt.
Jūs šobrīd esat Daugavpilī jau kuro reizi?
Which time are you in Daugavpils?
I think this is my third visit. One time in between, my husband was able to come to one of the plein airs in September. He was traveling in St. Petersburg, and he came. So for him, it is his fourth visit.
Viena reize viņas vīrs viņam bija iespēja atbraukt uz tieši plein airiem, un priekš viņai tā būs ceturtā reize.
Tad jūsu vīrs ir mākslinieks?
So your husband is an artist?
No, my husband is a professor of international studies. So he came for other reasons.
Viņam bija citi iemesli nākt.
Vai jūs paredzat, ka šis centrs kļūs ne tikai, teiksim, par mākslinieku, bet arī par tādu zinātnieku un arī radošu cilvēku starptautisku centru?
Do you think this center will be not only for art, but also for international researchers and some relationships?
I think it will mainly focus on art, but I don't see it mainly focusing on Mark Rothko. This is the name for the center, and he will always have a place here, but I see it fostering international relations in terms of bringing people here to study art, to create art. You know, I also see children coming here to learn about art and to do their own art creations. So whether it will go beyond the realm of art, I think beyond the realm of visual art, perhaps, but still within the arts as a whole.
Yeah, thank you. Uz doto brīdi viņa vairāk redz, ka tas viss tomēr centrēsies ap mākslu un tieši ap Rothko. Bet viņa arī ļoti cer, ka nākotnē tas piesaistīs starptautisku interesi un cilvēkus no citām valstīm. Un vai tas ies ārpus tām robežām, kas ir māksla, tas būs redzams, to varēs redzēt. Bet pagaidām tā ir māksla un viņa prieks, ka nāk arī jaunie bērni un cilvēki kaut ko iemācīties un uzzināt par mākslu.
Keit, vai jums ir kāds tēva mīļākais darbs?
Is there any favorite work of your father for you?
Well, perhaps I have a special favorite here, which is nice, which is this painting called Orange and Chocolate, and that is because it hung in my parents' bedroom, so to me it had a very personal connection.
Jautājums par to, cik, teiksim, sarežģīti ir gan transportēt, gan nodrošināt visus drošības pasākumus, lai šīs gleznes vispār šeit varētu būt. Cik tas ir bijis no jūsu puses sarežģīti?
Was it difficult for you to transport the works here and to maintain the security systems and everything?
Well, when the plans were initially made for the center, we were very concerned about the security and the control of the climate and things like this, which are so important, particularly with my father's works, which are delicate. But I know that getting here was quite difficult. We did not come with the paintings, but we have a registrar who travels with the paintings, prepares everything in terms of condition. And I know first by airplane, then by ferry, then by truck, so it was a long trip.
Sākumā tā bija lidmašīna, un tad tā bija mašīna, un pēc tam vēl vilciens, tā ka tas bija ļoti ilgs ceļš.
Mm-hmm. Es saprotu, ka šie seši darbi, kas ir no jūsu un brāļa kolekcijas šeit, tad būs kāds pāris gadus, un tad jūs atkal mainīsiet šos darbus, tā ir, ja? Tad jūs izdomāsiet, kur būs tie nākamie.
I realize that now these six works are from your collection and the collection of your brother, but they're going to change, and how will you decide what are going to be the next works?
it's difficult.
These are always hard decisions. I think we have a number of years before we need to, deal with this question again, because these, of course, we took some time choosing. I'm sure Rita Zilatilo, the curator, will be involved again with the decision as she was this time. And perhaps there will be possibilities of paintings also from, for instance, the collection of the National Gallery in Washington. It's a large number of works.
Mm-hmm.
And they are very generous also with making loans, but at this particular moment they had many exhibits.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Nice to meet you.